Fiona Kelly is here now with the papers.
Public mood on asylum seekers hardening. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times, which is based on the findings of the paper's latest Ipsos Behaviour and Attitudes poll. 63% of those polled were in favour of a more closed policy on asylum seekers and those seeking international protection being allowed into the country, while 73% also said that the government should do more to deport asylum seekers whose applications have failed. 1,500 people took part in the in-person poll earlier this week, and the margin of error was 2.5%. The government's plan to house asylum seekers at Thornton Hall in North County Dublin, which had been earmarked as a site for a super prison, provides the Irish Independent with its lead story this morning. Other sites, which have also been expected to be repurposed, include a centre near Carrick Mines in South Dublin with capacity for 300 people, which had previously been used to house Ukrainians. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail gives coverage to reported tensions between some of the asylum seekers who are being accommodated at Trudor House in Newtown Mount Kennedy and security personnel. In the wake of the assassination attempt on the Slovakian Prime Minister, Taoiseach the Mihal Martin is quoted in the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror, saying that he has received various threats, including a bullet which was sent to him, along with the warning that he was under sentence of death. A picture of Catherine Parton, the 34-year-old woman who was found dead in her home in East Belfast on Wednesday, is carried on the front of today's Belfast Telegraph. A woman in her 40s and two men in their 20s have since been arrested. And the paper also reports that 19 women have been killed in Northern Ireland since 2020. Delay, dysfunction and dereliction of duty. That description of how politicians in the North handled the pandemic from Brenda Doherty, whose 82-year-old mother Ruth Burke was the first woman in Northern Ireland to die from COVID in March 2020, generates the lead story, the lead headline in the Irish News. Ms Doherty was speaking as the COVID-19 inquiry concluded in Belfast yesterday. The Irish Sun leads with the story speculating about the love life of recently divorced Adam Clayton of U2. Soon-to-be-divorced Rory McIlroy is pictured on the front of The Independent, meanwhile, following his impressive first round at Valhalla yesterday. The front-page image in The Times is of women who work in the film industry with their hands placed over their mouths in unison at Cannes yesterday, where they were protesting against sexual violence. The Examiner runs with the shot in its front page of Bruce Springsteen on stage at Parky Cueve last night, where himself and his E Street Band delighted the crowd with their three-hour gig. And finally, the portal linking Dublin to New York continues to make headlines this morning. In its lead story, the Irish Daily Star quotes Taoiseach Simon Harris describing the behaviour of those who led to it having to be closed down after 6 days in operation as disappointing. Ciara O'Loughlin reports that a sign has since been put up at the site on North Earl Street telling visitors that the portal is a sleep, that it'll be back up soon. Another sign placed there by a member of the public, meanwhile, reads, RIP the portal, 8th to 14th of May. Sorry, we mooned you.
Thank you, Fiona.